This is Budget Alert, providing you with information on the national budget and the budget process.
The budget process is governed by legislation, and we all need to know which are these legislation, what are the requirements in force to be able to follow the process closely. The fundamental or primary legislation are the Constitution, the Public Finance Management Act, the Debt Management Act, the Audit Act, and the Fiscal Responsibility Act. We start with the formulation or preparation stage of the budget. And in that stage, based on the Constitution, the minister with responsibility for finance is required to prepare the budget. This puts budget preparation in the hands of the executive. The Public Finance Management Act sets out the practical steps for the preparation of the budget. It requires the preparation of a budget framework paper and the budget call. And these two things inform the preparation of the estimates of revenue and expenditure. We also have the Fiscal Responsibility Act. And the Fiscal Responsibility Act gives us the expenditure rules and targets to which we must adhere. We also have the Debt Management Act, which stipulates that a debt management report must be prepared at least 2 months before the beginning of the fiscal year. So by the 1st of November, we should have the debt management strategy. We should also have a borrowing plan, which shows government's intended borrowing for the fiscal year. And this borrowing plan must be submitted at the time of the submission of the estimates of revenue and expenditure to Parliament. Let's go now to the approval phase of the budget. The Constitution indicates that the Parliament is responsible for the approval of the budget. The Constitution stipulates that the Minister with responsibility for finance must lay the estimates of revenue and expenditure before Parliament. However, in terms of implementation, the Public Finance Management Act requires that the estimate of revenue and expenditure be submitted to the Finance Committee of Parliament 2 months before the beginning of the fiscal year. Therefore, the Finance Committee should have the estimates of revenue and expenditure by the 1st of November. It also stipulates the Public Finance Management Act that when the estimate of revenue and expenditure is laid before Parliament, it must be submitted to the public within 1 week of submission to Parliament and 2 weeks after approval by Parliament. And that's the approval phase. In terms of the implementation phase, the implementation phase is based highly on the Constitution, and that is from Section 75 to 82. This gives arrangements for use of the consolidated fund, the estimates of revenue and expenditure, the appropriation bill, the supplementary appropriation, and the contingencies fund. In terms of implementing the budget, we have two other acts that are applicable: the Public Finance Management Act and the Debt Management Act. And here, reports are required to be submitted to the executive and to the public. In terms of the Debt Management Act, it requires that quarterly debt reports be submitted to the executive within 1 month following the end of the quarter. The Act also makes provisions for regular reports to the public and the preparation of a debt bulletin. In terms of the Public Finance Management Act, it requires that a comprehensive mid-year fiscal report be prepared. The Act details what is required in that mid-year report, particularly how the budget is performing, what is likely to be the fiscal outturn for the year, and what policy decisions will be taken. This document should be available to the public by the 1st of September. Also, the Public Finance Management Act make provisions for quarterly fiscal reports to the executive. And these reports are supposed to be available within 45 days at the end of the quarter. And finally, we have oversight and accountability. We have two agents in that sector. The Accountant General, the Director of Audit, I should say three, and the Public Accounts Committee. The Accountant General is required to prepare the accounts within 6 months at the end of the year. So by July, we should have the public accounts. The accounts have to be submitted to the Director of Audit that has 3 months to prepare the audited report. And that brings us to having the audited report by the 1st of October. The audit report is expected to be submitted to Parliament through the Minister of Finance. The Public Accounts Committee has a role to play in reviewing the audited report. They can call ministers to answer queries, permanent secretaries to answer queries, and to lay the report to Parliament. These are legal requirements. The budget is a contract between the citizens and government, and each party must understand the terms and conditions and abide by the terms and conditions.
Extracts from the workshop on the budget and the budget process, which was facilitated by Ms. Laurel Bain and Dr. Juliet Melville. The workshop was organized by the Non-State Actors Advisory Panel with financial support from the 11th EDF Technical Cooperation Facility and support to non-state actors.